You're listening to Vatican Radio, and I'm Anne Schneibel. The Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, arrives in Rome on Saturday for a two-day visit that will culminate on Monday with a meeting with Pope Francis in the Vatican's Apostolic Palace. On Sunday, the Anglican leader will preach at Vespers at the Church of St. Gregory on the Caelian Hill, visit the two Anglican churches here in Rome, and take part in a prayer service with the San Egidio community at St. Bartholomew's on the Tiber Island. During his packed program, the Archbishop will also launch a new website for the International Anglican Roman Catholic Commission on Unity and Mission, or IARCM, showcasing ways in which members of the two communions are increasingly worshiping, working, and witnessing side by side. To find out more, Vatican Radio's Philippa Hitchens spoke with Canadian Bishop Donald Bolin, co-chair of IARCM.
The website is meant to be a kind of a resource center online for anybody interested in Anglican Roman Catholic relations, from parishes who are looking for best practices to researchers who are looking into the archives of Anglican Roman Catholic dialogue, to anyone following the news who might be interested in more information, for instance, on the Archbishop of Canterbury's visit with Pope Francis.
It's got a very rich archive, hasn't it? It's a real scholar's paradise of documents from the very beginning of Roman Catholic Anglican relations back in the 1960s.
Yes, indeed. The coordinators of Anglican Roman Catholic relations passed the guideline that once material is over 30 years old, it could be made available to the public. So there's a wide range of archival materials from up to the early 1980s, but there's also newer material that will be of interest to many people.
It's also got a fabulous photo gallery.
Well, it's got a small photo gallery that we hope can become much bigger. Our hope is that people who are working on Anglican-Roman Catholic relations in different parts of the world will send in resources, best practices, covenants, photographs, videos, which will give other people encouragement and ideas on how to foster relations in their area.
Let's look at that question of best practices, because IARCM is largely about that, isn't it? Encouraging bishops, Anglican and Catholic bishops, working together to share, to model what they're doing so that others can imitate or develop their own kind of ways of sharing ideas and experiences.
IARCM is really called to address the gap between what we could do and share together in terms of common witness, common mission, common prayer, common study, and what we do actually do, which is very little. So the idea of best practices, which are all fully acceptable to our churches, but which would give inspiration or ideas to others, is one of the purposes of the website. In New Zealand, the local Anglican and Roman Catholic bishops have come up with joint liturgies on Ash Wednesday and the beginning of Advent. Other Eucharistic liturgies in their separate churches, but they have a joint service. That's a practice which would be quite easy to emulate.
There's also the question of covenants, isn't there, which some Anglican and Catholic churches share, and those are also explained on the website.
I was involved in the preparation of one of those covenants, which is in southern Saskatchewan in Western Canada, and so that covenant will be on the website, and I think would be a good model for other dioceses who would be interested in entering into a deeper relationship with their Anglican counterparts. It identifies many of the things that are held in common, which have been worked through in our dialogues, and it identifies common concerns, and then it sets out some practical steps. For instance, praying in each other's cathedral together once a year, to working together on relations with First Nations people or on other justice issues, to some joint formation for, everything from altar servers to stewardship, sharing of ideas about stewardship, any wide range of ideas where it's perfectly responsible for us to work together.
Philippa Hitchin also spoke with Canon Allison Barnett Cohen, Director of Unity, Faith and Order at the Anglican Communion Office in London.
This is something which has been taken up by a number of Anglican Roman Catholic commissions around the world, hasn't it? But only in a surprisingly limited number of countries. We heard a survey of, I think, a dozen different countries. can you do to spread this kind of really very positive work that is going on to other places where there is no such formal work between the two communions?
Right. Well, one of the strategies we have is to try to identify pairs of bishops, Anglican and Roman Catholic bishops, in every country of the world who will be champions for the work of putting Anglican and Roman Catholic initiatives together. And they will be the lead people in being able to promote this. We hope also that the word about the website will spread, that the stories on our communion news services and the work of Vatican Radio will all penetrate to parts of the world that haven't perhaps got a formally established dialogues.
How do you see the work of IARCM really as trying to move ahead on a practical level where sometimes the theological issues really do still cause big stumbling blocks, don't they?
Of course, the theological stumbling blocks are still there, but that's no reason for us not to proceed with as much as we possibly can do together. Often when you're trying to solve a theological dilemma, it looms large as the only thing that there is to think about, but in fact, the shared faith that we have is far larger than the few things that divide us.
You were meeting most recently in South Africa, weren't you, with the ARCIC group. What can you share from that meeting? Some insights, perhaps. We saw the statement at the end, but what can you tell us a little bit about the atmosphere there and the kind of progress that you felt the meeting made?
It was a very exciting venue to be in. For one thing, we met in a leadership development center where Anglicans, Roman Catholics, and Methodists are together working on leadership development with young South Africans, often in situations of poverty. Then we went to a number of projects, HIV-AIDS Cooperative, Women's Collective, and places where the churches in Diakonia are equipping people to be self-supporting. Really important for ARCIC to be aware that the diaconic work of the church is in many ways more important than our theological conversations. It actually changes lives directly.
I'm Anne Schneibel, and you've been listening to Vatican Radio.